This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one Liberty Tour at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Liberty Tour 6, it's put to bed. It's over. It came. It saw. It conquered. It's gone. Yeah, that happened this weekend. I'll tell you, it's a celebratory event. Celebrated the Declaration of Independence in this Liberty Tour, which is wonderful. Very, very pleased that that sort of thing happened. Very pleased that it happened. And it's going to be reverberating for a long time, that Liberty Tour number 6. We have Liberty Tour number 7 coming up, and we're going to be announcing that perhaps within a week. Believe it or not, yeah, we're going to make the plans. Everything's already in the designing plans have been out there for a long time. We're just now going to implement it. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. I'm telling you, globalism is on the run. They're being spanked all around I'm talking about the globalists. They're getting the spanking they deserve. Aren't we being nice? Aren't we being nice? A lot of things going on. Donald Trump, big week this week. A lot of things about tax proposals and so on. He's got some things to work out in the legislature, especially with Paul Ryan, who seems to be a stumbling block. Go figure, Paul Ryan, the stumbling block. I wonder why Paul Ryan might be a stumbling block. And I guess the big thing, too, that's coming up, and I get questions about it all the time now. I mean, they're coming in right now, little text message. I'm not going to give you my text message phone. I mean, come on. But people that I know who have it wondering, what's going on with the Donald? Has he caved? Is he one of them now? Has he become more Washington? Has the sewer affected him, I guess, is the big question. We're going to be talking about that. I think we're going to bring in some guests who I know that there's several people at the Liberty Tour that question me. And I know Scott Bennett got up and questioned what's going on. He seems to think there's some issues, brought it out in public at the Liberty Tour. So a little bit of controversy there. Not really. I think those are legitimate questions. You know, if you're hanging around with a gang in the swamp, you might, you know, find yourself down with beriberi or some other disease of the swamp. That's the big question. And what about his son-in-law, Kirshner? See, he's entered the fray. This battle between Kirshner and Bannon. Bannon, who brought you, who brung you the Trump mindset, if you will, for conservatives. And Kirshner, who's really clearly, and his wife, well, you know, Ivanka, who happens to be the daughter of the president, well, they're pretty liberal. We've known that. They're Democrats. And, boy, they've got polar opposite ideas from most of the people that elected Donald Trump into office. So these are the concerns we're going to be talking about this week, as well as so many other things. But first, let's get into what happened in France, Le Pen. Now, a sign that the EU is weakening, and now this has enormous Agenda 21 implications. You know, when we talk about the book, the document, Agenda 21, the document that was conceived in 1992. But by the way, before that, our good friend Patrick Wood, Technocracy Rising fame, by the way, in Trilaterals Over Washington, he wrote the books, there's two of them, which pointed out this whole one-world schematic going on, which has been in the works for a long time, we know, but as it became more visible, there are these people that were the touchstones of recognition, and Patrick Wood was one of them. But we now have, they're more out than ever before, these globalists, and they're trying to assert themselves, but they don't have that presidency any longer. Thank goodness. But then, here he comes again, galloping in on a white horse, President Barack Hussein Obama, former President Barack Hussein Obama. Let's get the title right. He comes back from exile. A self-imposed exile? Maybe. Were there questions to be asked of the president about certain criminal things? Maybe. But he comes back. But shocked to see that there's gambling going on here. So President Barack Hussein Obama returns. Was something going on last week that we missed? We're gonna look into that. But the globalist with Le Pen, by the way, Le Pen of France. We've been talking about Le Pen. She has really taken it on. I'm telling you, there's newsprint all over the place about Le Pen and about the job that she did during this recent election yesterday. We're gonna be talking about that. What about Xi Jinping? No, I'm sorry, Xi Jinping. Sorry, got that wrong. Of China, urges restraint on North Korea in phone call. See, this whole thing in North Korea is also bubbling up out there. Is this going to all of a sudden, is going to start rising its ugly head again? The totalitarian in North Korea? Yes, it will. And the big showdown, I mentioned this in the last hour, the big showdown between Congress and Trump on government shutdown, that's going to be a big deal. Now, this is another thing, too, and I'm going to bring this one up right now. This is where we're going to, before we get to the Le Pen story, I think this is something that's pretty important, is unusual meeting with UN Security Council. Says President Trump to host unusual meeting with UN Security Council.
President Trump will host members of the United Nations Security Council on Monday. It's an unusual meeting since the U.S. president has been critical of the Security Council both on the campaign trail and from the White House, according to NBC News. Trump's budget proposal includes deep cuts in the U.S.'s contributions to the UN, which could hurt its peacekeeper functions around the world. Sources told NBC that the UN ambassadors will meet with members of Congress before having lunch with the president. North Korea is likely to be a major discussion point, as the U.S. wants more cooperation from China to help rein in the rogue nation. The bottom line, President Trump is hosting an unusual meeting with the UN Security Council.
You know, I love it when he does stuff like this. Well, he's bringing them in and saying, look, UN, what do you have to offer? And can we get rid of this? And well, actually, before we offer you anything, let's get rid of this Agenda 2030 project you got going on and the Agenda 21 stuff. get your stuff out of our local communities. Let's get rid of the regionalism, joint power authorities, and so on that are out there infecting this country and destroying the democratic process. Talk about delusion of vote. That's where we should be focusing on, getting rid of regional programs. That's just part of what the UN agenda is. The UN, the United Nations has foisted this upon us. And boy, do a lot of people like that. They like that power to be unelected, yet to be able to give you trillions of dollars worth of debt. These are just some talking points I would suggest. This is happening today. A very unusual meeting. Isn't that interesting? Nikki Haley is serving as this month's president of the Security Council. And it says here that it's a role that rotates around the five permanent members of the U.S., Great Britain, France, China, and Russia. There are 15 members of the group. But the others right now, including Egypt, Japan, Senegal, Bolivia, Ethiopia, Italy, Kazakhstan, Sweden, Ukraine, and Uruguay, are non-voting members. Thank God. Some of those people in that Kazakhstan. Haley will be attending before the group returns to New York for scheduled Security Council meetings. The president's budget outline proposed deep cuts to in the U.S. contribution to the UN. I think we ought to cut them completely out of any money. That's just, let's do away with the United Nations. Let's start there. Let's start there with getting rid of United Nations Agenda 21. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news and a21r.com. That will get you here. Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095. One of the sponsors here on the radio show, numana.com/agenda21. Okay, Liberty Tour is over, but boy, is it going to reverberate. I want to thank everybody who supported the Liberty Tour and all the things that have come out from that. Great relationships with a lot of different people, and really appreciate the fellowship, really, of constitutionally minded Americans and like-minded folks who want to make America better. Now, one of the elements of the Constitution, one of the elements of our God-given rights, is freedom of speech. And we went into this whole thing about what happened on the 15th of April in Berkeley, Trump people versus the Antifa. And, of course, a big thing is Berkeley has decided, or did decide, to cancel Ann Coulter. I mean, talk about the free speech capital, because they couldn't guarantee her. And it, basically, it was a slam. So she finally said, BS, I'm going anyway. I almost said something else. I'm going anyway. And then, of course, under a lot of pressure from everybody, Berkeley had to cave. Okay, well, you know, we can put her someplace, and we got to do it on this day. And she said, no, yet nine. No way, Berkeley. We're not letting you off that easy.
Back, another desperate attempt to shut down conservative commentator Ann Coulter as Berkeley students threaten to sue.
Carly Shimkus with Fox News headlines 24/7 Sirius XM 115 is here with what is trending this morning.
Good morning.
So much for free speech.
Yeah, you're right. You know, students who want Ann Coulter to speak on campus are really taking this fight to the next level. And now an attorney who represents Berkeley College Republicans says she will sue if the college does not let Ann Coulter speak on April 27th. That's this Thursday. That's when she was originally invited to give that speech on campus. Now, college officials canceled that appearance, citing security concerns. They later rescheduled for May 2nd, but Coulter says she can't make it. Also, no classes are going on this week. So social media reaction is really pouring in on this ongoing story. Let's take a look at some of these tweets. Robin says, the real world has twists and turns at every corner. How will any of these students make it in the real world? Start teaching survival skills. Maybe that could be a new class on campus. And look at this tweet from Andrew. Andrew says, if you see Berkeley won't allow
we will face challenges.
Speak, then it's only proper for the president to cut funding. Now, as for Ann Coulter, she says she has every intention of appearing on campus on Thursday. It's up to UC Berkeley to find a venue. She says it's up to police to keep her and everyone else safe.
You had Bernie Sanders this week also coming out saying that he thinks that she should be able to speak. And even Bill Maher said this is the liberal version of book burning if she doesn't get to speak.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Well, so much reaction generated on this story.
If she says she's going to speak, she's going to speak.
Completely.
Definitely
right. Absolutely agree. So something to look out for this Thursday. Absolutely.
Meanwhile, we saw a Donald Trump dress recently at an award show, but now there's a new dress making waves.
Yeah, with a little bit of a different message. A Florida teenager with a very serious message for her prom dress. This is 17-year-old Milan Morris. She wore a Black Lives Matter themed dress to her big dance. And as you can imagine, a lot of eyeballs on her on social media and really across the country. A lot of opposing views, too. This is a tweet coming in from Ghostwriter who says, I wonder if a girl wore a Blue Lives Matter dress to prom, if she would get the same attention. Another tweet from ND Irish. This person did not like that dress. The girl, she says, the girl who wore a black Black Lives Matter dressed to prom should have been refused entrance at the door, told it was inappropriate and to change. But another tweet coming in has a very different opinion. God bless you. Love the dress and its message. So
anyway, God bless you with your dress. Yeah. Ann Coulter being shut out. Well, I mean, see, now they're driving it home to Berkeley, which I think is great. You know, the free speech bastion of the world where you can't have free speech. It's only certain types of free speech, if you know what I mean. You know, it's amazing the attempt at muzzling the First Amendment right now. I mean, I deal with this every single day, and the people around me, and all the all of our associates, and so on, and they're really putting the hammer down, if you will, on the news stream media, and I'm telling you, the censoring that we're seeing going on. I get this complaint from around the world, literally, the censoring going on in YouTube and Facebook, all that stuff. People. If you want to forward or you want to share a story that's a conservative story with another friend, you better check out that the sharing feature goes out there and actually does share. Or you're getting the shared information that's supposed to come to you. All that is being stopped right now in conservative circles, as I understand it, and as I've been seeing it. So the censorship is enormous by Facebook and Google and YouTube. I'll just put it out there. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. They're trying to shut us all down. It's not going to work. It is not going to work. You can try it. You can use all the algorithms you want, but there's a couple of things that you cannot do, and that's communicating one-to-one, one-on-one. You know, it's kind of interesting, the Nazi tactics that are being employed right now to prevent freedom of speech and thought. Sinaway Noriega, who has written a book about Common Core. He's a really lightning rod about Common Core and about this whole mind control. He's an educator. He came and spoke to the Tea Party Patriots last week, and it's interesting what he brought forward. It's very interesting what he brought forward. He brought forward an experience in the classroom where, after the election, he was talking about Donald Trump. And, you know, he was kind of laying it out. He's obviously a supporter, but he was trying to be balanced and fair to the conversation. And the next morning, he's called into the office. He's called into the office by his administrators. And it's very, very interesting because what he says is this. He says he was confronted with his own statements that his students had overheard him make, and rightfully so. And they were complaining about it. And he was told that kind of speech is not appreciated in the classroom. Now, he made the point that that's Nazi behavior. And I would support him 110%, having been a classroom teacher and superintendent for 41 years. Hello? In other words, the kids were taught that if Mr. Noriega was to say anything out of line, you come and tell me. That's what the bottom line to it was when he tracked it all down. Now, I would say to you, that's Nazism straight up. Now, of course, no one was talking or complaining about other teachers who were in support of Hillary Clinton and saying, oh my gosh, we are woefully so sad right now because Hillary lost and the election was stolen. Those kind of comments never were reported. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. That's just a little scratch at the surface, so to speak. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that one out there for you. We got a lot to talk about here besides free speech with Ann Coulter, but I just want to bring that up because I think that it's very important that free speech right now is not as free, but there are some battles that we're winning, and we got to take it back one at a time. If it means one speech at a time, we're going to have to bring it back. And Ann Coulter, she's a lightning rod. There's no question about that. And the left hates her guts. I mean, I'm going to use that word hate. Strong word, but it's true. This is the battle that we are facing right now. The battle of minds. The battle of communications. Stay informed, ladies and gentlemen. Go to our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. And email me at paul@a21r.com. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time to battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. How has Donald Trump been doing the first 100 days is the big question. You're getting, this is 95. Today is 95 days, so we're closing in. What is he up to? Well, we're going to check in here. Newt Gingrich made some comments on Fox News I thought were very, very relevant to the conversation that we had or we're going to be having about it, so hang in.
So, how has he fared?
Let's talk to Newt Gingrich. He is the former Speaker of the House. He joins us from our nation's capital. So, Newt, what do you think? We're at day 95. He hasn't had much help from Congress, so how do you grade him?
Oh, I think he's done pretty well overall. He got a conservative Supreme Court justice. He's reestablished America's role in the world. He will have had, I think, 29 or 30 executive orders, the most since World War II. He is also, the truth is, they've passed about 28 bills in Congress that he's signed.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't pass the one big one on health care, but he's gotten a lot of things done that people aren't aware of. He's got a very strong cabinet in place, and the meetings he's having today are a sign of that. So overall, I would say you'd have to give him pretty good grades for being an effective implementer of a direction that's very different for the country.
You know, there are, he says, in business, you just do, you make decisions. He says, in all these decisions, you have to have a heart, he told the AP over the weekend. And there's no, a lot of times, there's just no clear right way to go.
Look, I think that's a sign of his own growth. You know, he came into office having never held public office, having never run for office before. This was a brand new job, and he's learning it very rapidly. He'll keep learning it. I think he's probably got a year and a half learning curve involved because it's such a big, complicated job. But overall, he's done very well. I liked very much, for example, what he said about the Dreamers yesterday, the young people who came here when they were very, very young, distinguishing them from, say, MS-13, a gang that we should hunt down and get rid of. And I think that kind of sophistication is going to go over very, very well. And he's picked people like General John Kelly to be head of Homeland Security, who is absolutely world-class. So again and again, you've had Trump do pretty smart things. Now, remember, this is the most divisive president since Abraham Lincoln. He wants to drain the swamp. Well, the alligators aren't happy, and you have to understand that. And, you know, whether it's the CBS alligator or it's the civil service alligator or it's the liberal alligator or the stuff you had on a minute ago, cursing and using bad language, because the alligators are getting frantic.
Yeah. How do you grade? Let me ask you this. How do you grade Congress or the Republicans in Congress? Because when he won, Republicans were so excited because they had the House, they had the Senate, they had the executive office, obviously. But the Congress has prevented him from repealing and replacing Obamacare, and he tried to get the ban of all of those Middle Eastern countries, and that didn't happen. So how do you grade Congress, and what do they need to do differently?
First of all, the ban problem was with left-wing judges I think, Oregon and Hawaii. It's not for the Congress. I would give Mitch McConnell A+. He has done an extraordinary job of mastering the Senate. He's gotten virtually the entire cabinet through. He got a Supreme Court justice through. He's done very, very well. I would say that Paul Ryan said it correctly the other day when he said that they're moving from being a majority in opposition, which they did for 6 years, to being a majority that's governing, and frankly, it's hard. But I'd make one other point that I wish, frankly, somebody had asked me about before they went off on these deadlines. It took Reagan until August to pass a tax cut giving away money. I was there. I was a sophomore. It took me as Speaker 18 months to pass welfare reform when 92% of the country favored the bill. Setting a two-month deadline for one-fifth of the economy simply wasn't going to happen. They're going to get health reform done. They're going to get taxes done. They're going to get infrastructure done. I think they'll get all three done before the end of the year. But it would have been helpful to have looked at what does it take to actually do this in our Constitution rather than set artificial deadlines that people then cite as failures. They're fine. They're not failing. They're moving forward. They're going to get these things. It's just not going to be in an artificial schedule.
Okay, and people forget that, you know, the tax, I think taxes were up 60, 70%, and they all came down, which we are very thankful, ultimately. Before you go, though, if the president's trying to figure out how to get at least $1 billion out of Congress, doing some horse trading, and right now it looks like that's really going to be tough for him. Do you have some advice for him?
Are you talking about for the wall?
For the wall. Yep, I left that part out.
My advice to the president is very simple. Get out of the way. Ask General Kelly to take charge. He used to be the Marine Corps liaison to Congress. He's one of the smartest men I've ever worked with. Let the left debate Kelly. Let Kelly explain that MS-13 kills people. Let Kelly explain the dangers of an open border in terms of murderers, rapists, the very things that Trump talked about.
But Mr. Speaker,
Let
he
Kelly
did.
Explain
he
the
did
heroin
over the
explosion.
Weekend, and it didn't matter. Yeah. Nancy Pelosi and company, Schumer, they're not going to give him the wall.
And last week I interviewed him about...
Doesn't matter.
I interviewed him about that last week, and I said, General Kelly, he said, if you get a DUI, you're out, if you're an illegal immigrant. And I asked the president about it, and he said, I'm letting him make the decisions because that's his job.
Right. But I think Kelly, as the lead, will eventually get things through the Congress. And again, they may not get them through this week. And it's not, you're not going to get Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. They're the opposition. But you go out to the, you go to a place like Ohio, where the heroin epidemic is a disaster, and you say to the Ohioans, do you really want Senator Brown voting against protecting you from the heroin epidemic? I think you could turn the heat up as Ronald Reagan used to, and in a few months you could get all the funding, because back home, people are going to, once people make the connection that this is about safety in their neighborhood, safety in their town, and that the southern border is a danger. And I think that General Kelly can make that case vastly more convincingly than the president or the vice president.
Well, let's see what happens this week.
I find it very interesting. And I welcome it. I really do. It's taken all these years for people to come up to understand about MS-13. And we talked about this at length last week. We spent a couple hours on it, actually. And Jeff Sessions is exactly right. He's going after him. He wants them labeled to be a terrorist organization. Hello, why not? They are a domestic terrorist organization, no question. But the way that these people are trained in MS-13, as I brought out before, they're trained in other countries. Central and South America by drug cartels, hello. You know, we're being attacked and invaded by drug cartels. They're the first tip of that spear of the globalist. And then you bring in people like MS-13, which is now permeated all around the country. This could have very easily been stopped years ago with proper law enforcement techniques and tactics that are truly tried and true tactics that stop MS-13, much to the anger of MS-13 and, of course, the handlers of the cartels and so on. But anyway, giving Donald Trump a pretty good grade there is Newt Gingrich. And I'm not 100% on Newt Gingrich, by the way. I'm not one of those kind of guys. But, you know, sometimes he can come up with really some good logic and sensible conclusions, which he has done, I think, about Donald Trump. I didn't realize he had 28 bills or something like that. Or he signed. How many bills total did Barack Hussein Obama sign in 8 years? I don't know. Not many. And I agree with him about the timelines and the deadlines. That I absolutely agree with him. It took Ronald Reagan, a year and a half, 2 years to get his thing through for tax, cuts back in 1981, 82. So, and then things didn't really start to kick in until 84. Now, it'd be nice if Donald Trump got that up front now, which I think he should have put it up there up front before Obamacare, but they've got their priorities. I think the tax cut would have been a winner against Paul Ryan, his own Speaker in the House. See, that's the thing. You got your opposition is your own speaker in your own House, and you're the president of that party. See, that's the problem. Ryan has not come around. Ryan, in my opinion, does not answer to the Constitution. No. He answers to a higher power than our Constitution. He answers to a higher power. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
That has been developed. Any individual, I can tell you half of my family, would be eligible for deportation under the executive order.
Today is April 22nd, 2017. That is California State Senator President Pro Tem Kevin De Leon. He is the top state senator in California. I show that video for two reasons. Number one, to put a face to a name if you are unfamiliar with him, and number two, to show you what we are dealing with here in California. The top senator in California has openly admitted that half his family is in our country illegally, and he even said in a radio interview recently that ID theft and Social Security fraud is okay, because that's what illegal aliens need to survive. And hey, it's been going on for 50 years, so why not?
So there are a couple of things here. First of all, I want to make sure I understand correctly.
Sure.
You don't think purchasing a phony Social Security card and number should be a deportable offense?
I don't think so, because listen, the vast majority of immigrants who've come here, hardworking immigrants, have done that. I can tell you I have family members specifically who came here as undocumented immigrants, and they did the same thing. That's what you need to do to survive in this economy.
But of course, the problem is then you get people, and I know people too, who've had their Social Security numbers and their identity stolen as a result of that. So
yeah,
what about the competing?
Yeah, okay. Larry, we're not talking about some Russian hack, you know, trolling, you know, people's, you know, databases and stealing, you know, huge numbers of Social Security numbers, bank account numbers, and so forth, et cetera.
No, but I'm talking about if someone files on your Social Security number, and it's not really, you have to go to all the trouble of ironing that out.
But you know what, Larry? That's been a reality for the past, what, 50 years?
So this is the front page of the LA Times. This is today's newspaper, Saturday, April 22nd, 2017. It is titled, Sanctuary Cities Warned to Cooperate. The Trump administration fired an opening salvo in its promised crackdown on so-called sanctuary cities Friday, asking nine jurisdictions for proof that they are cooperating with immigration enforcement and warning that they are at risk of losing federal grants. The Justice Department sent the letters to the California Board of State and Community Corrections, as well as officials in Cook County, Illinois, Chicago, Las Vegas, Miami, Milwaukee, New Orleans, New York, and Philadelphia. California officials reacted with defiance on Friday, promising to double its efforts to guard the state's policies in the face of the implied threat to cut the funds. So you see how this works? If you are an American citizen living in California, you get more laws, you get more regulations, and you get a whole lot more taxes. But if you are an illegal alien, the state is promising to double its efforts to protect you because you are a vulnerable victim. And so here it is. Kevin DeLeon's new most famous quote here in the blue. This is what he had to say about all this. It has become abundantly clear that Attorney General Jeff Sessions and the Trump administration are basing their law enforcement policies, wait for it, yep, you guessed it, on principles of white supremacy, not American values, State Senate Leader Kevin DeLeon said in a statement. You know, I am really curious about this. What are Kevin DeLeon's American values? Because we know he wants to take our guns. We know he supports CalExit because he doesn't want California being a part of America anymore. And we see him on a daily basis facilitating an invasion from a third world country into America because he believes that every person has a right to be an American citizen. He continues, their constant and systematic targeting of diverse cities and states goes beyond constitutional norms and will be challenged at every level. Get out of here with your diversity. All diversity means is non-white. We are tired of your identity politics and your division. Stop it with this. We know you don't follow the Constitution, so stop trying to make it seem like you're going to use the Constitution to protect people who shouldn't even be in this country in the first place. California Attorney General Javier Becerra said the state would defend its policies against fear-mongering by the Trump administration. Federal threats to take away resources from law enforcement or our people in an attempt to bully states and localities into carrying out the new administration's unsound deportation plan are reckless and jeopardize public safety, he said in a statement.
Well, I'm sure you're just getting the drift here, aren't you? This is a national effort starting in California with Javier Becerra and Kevin DeLeon, strong affiliates of La Raza. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's right here, right in your face. And many thanks to Gary Grindel. His program really brought a lot of this to light, which I'm very grateful for. And I find it very, very interesting. I find it very, very interesting that Javier Becerra is now at the national level, isn't he? And, you know, we've been following Javier Becerra and his rise to the totalitarian position that he's in right now in California as the Attorney General. So the race card's been thrown by a large state capitol Senate Majority Leader. And where's Jerry Brown in all this? Is he hiding underneath the desk of his office, that notorious desk that's so dark and damp that all the cockroaches hang out there with him? He's not saying a word, and I'm sure he won't. He has other things to worry about, such as, you know, dams, things that might fail in the middle of the night. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20-milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah. The battle lines are shaping up, aren't they? And I guess the question is it desperation or is it inspiration on the left? Are they seeking inspiration by what they're seeing in a Kevin DeLeon acting out like he's doing as a totalitarian? And this goes back to many conversations we've had since January now, hasn't it, about what is La Raza doing? And what about this MS-13 business nationwide? Is it connected to what's going on in California? You have to ask these questions. This is the part of the show where I'm taking you, kicking and screaming. I'm dragging you from one dot to the next. Here is dot MS-13. Over here is dot Kevin DeLeon and dot Javier Becerra and Jerry Brown et al. Connect the dots, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. You can get a hold of me, Paul at a21r.com. And like I say at this time of the radio show, ladies and gentlemen, stay strong. Ladies and gentlemen, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans, and do not let anyone take that from you. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.